As we begin this second series of conversations that are all about the days and nights of wealth and well-being, one of the things that we want to invite you to notice is that this is where your day begins. Now, it doesn't matter what time it is, or where the sun is in the sky, or whether the sun is in the sky at all. When you're listening to this, this is where your day begins, because your day begins at the beginning. This is a wonderful, magical place to be. You may not know what to do with it all of the time, at least in that old-fashioned way, so to speak, of looking at things and realizing that, you know, you have this thing, so you need to do something with it. You like it, so you want to amplify your liking of it, or you don't like it, so you want to change it, make it different, get rid of it. No, there's just this moment, and it is just this moment, and it is within itself, whole and complete. There is nothing more that is needed. There is nothing that you need to get to make different. You're not doing anything wrong. Everything is exactly right. This is the day. This is the day, the beginning of the day, the continuation of the day, the flowing of the day, the expansion of the day of wealth and well-being. This is it. This is where it begins. So here today, your imagination is key. Wealth and well-being is a wonderful phrase. It feels really good. It's alliterative in a bit. And the thing is that it's a wonderful thing to say. Wealth and well-being, wealth and well-being. Wealthy, filled with cash, dollars, pounds, euro, overflowing barns, storehouses that simply cannot contain everything. Well-being, the feeling of just being in the right place at the right time in the right way with the right body, feeling the health and vibrancy and vitality of being alive in your physical form, it's really good. You didn't come here, by the way, not necessarily, to experience the deprivation or the lack of a closed physical system that has limited abundance, limited resources, where things are parsed out in an unfair way. That's not what you're here for. You may have experienced that, and you may have temporarily decided that was the case, and that was something that you needed to give your attention to and justify, fix, manipulate, validate, fight against, deal with, resign to. Who knows? But that's not what you came here for. You came here for the vitality, the wealth, the well-being. This is a vibrant place that you are in, filled with color, with light, with sound, with flavor, with texture, with taste, with aroma, with all sorts of wonderful things, lots of good sex to be had all over the place. It's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. Let us be quite clear about that. This is a wonderful, wonderful place, this physical reality of yours. It has its very unique components. There is none like yours. You have never been in this place exactly the one that you are in right now, and you will never be here again, because in each moment, there's an evolution underway. Because your physical reality, like all of the things that you have given birth to and have created and have called into being in their own way, is simply an extension of the evolution of unconditional love, which is a constantly flowing, opening up, evolving, expanding idea. It's the idea from which all ideas flow. And this day, this wonderful day, this new beginning, right where you are, of wealth and well-being, flows from the wellspring of unconditional love. And when we say wellspring, it is unlike any spring that you have ever seen or heard of. It is unlike any raging river. It is unlike any mighty ocean. It is unlike any star with its infinite light that goes in all directions. These are but just pale shadows of the thing that this really is. There is an abundance of light and well-being and wealth, joyful freedom and delicious, wonderful, deep and abiding peace. All of this emerges through you, through your intention, through your desire. It might not have occurred to you that you can only hear what we're saying because you are matched to it. So if you think about the list of things that we just mentioned, what this wellspring of well-being and wealth is, this unconditional love, if you have any understanding remotely at all to what we are saying here, Not just the language of it, not just the words, the vocabulary, the verbiage, but the deeper meaning, the application of this idea in your own life. If you have any understanding of it at all, that is because this is yours. Now, if it seems to you that this is completely confusing and crazy, that it moves against, pushes against lots of things that you consider to be true, then you're not probably in the right place. You're here just long enough to get the notion that, well, this was an excellent idea, but I think I'll move on. And that we would highly recommend. But if you are hearing these words and you are feeling anything within you that resonates, then you are in the right place. And that resonance, by the way, arises from within you. It has nothing to do with us. We go about our wonderful way, and we have our wonderful experiences in our own very non-physical place. And as we do so, we offer up, in response to the queries that we receive, the vibration that is then translated, and those are the words that you're hearing are the translation of this vibration. Perfectly imperfect in all of its ways. You wouldn't want perfect perfection, by the way. You think you do, but you don't really. Because perfect perfection is not going to bring you enough of the crunchy contrast that will help you decide what it is that you want more of. And that's part of what we're bringing to you. So anything that is imperfect about the words that you hear here are perfectly imperfect, just like everything else in your life. The things that don't quite work, the things that don't come together in exactly the way that you want them to, are there to help you. They're not there to hinder you. They are helping you in ways that you may not be able to fathom. But imagination is the key here. Imagination. Your ability to imagine wealth and well-being, vitality, joyful freedom, deep and abiding peace, to feel these things and to imagine yourself in scenarios and situations where they arise and come to life. You're giving birth to a whole new world every moment. Everything emanates from this. Everything flows from this unconditional love. And you're here right in the middle of it all. And it is quite amazing. We highly recommend that you take today and use your imagination, no matter what time it is, no matter when you're listening to this, no matter when it occurs to you to do so later. Take this, use your imagination, and think about what it is that you want to create, what it is that arises, what it is that is coming to you. It's not your job to figure out where to go or what to do. You know what feels better to you. You already have that internal guidance that is vibrational in nature, that feels like your emotion, that says, this feels better, this feels right, this feels obvious, this feels easy. This feels like the thing, the next thing. This is the easy path. And that is utterly trustworthy. We know you've been convinced by other well-meaning people, including particularly yourself, that anything that is that easy cannot be trusted. But in fact, it's quite the opposite. Things that are complex are needlessly so. Now, if you revel in complexity, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about things that are complex that you don't understand, that you try to get to, that you try to fix, that you try to make better, but you can't seem to accomplish. There's a reason why you can't accomplish that, and that is because you're trying to do something that can't be done. You cannot take something that isn't for you and try to make it for you. You can, however, decide that you can have what it is that you actually want and not try any longer or as much, trying to attune yourself to things that you think you should be attuned to, but that you have no interest in attunement with at all. You can instead, and that is the key here, your imagination, imagine yourself having what it is that you actually want in all of its different shapes and stripes and forms, knowing that unconditional love, the wellspring of your wealth and well-being, is bringing to you exactly what it is that you are imagining in all of its perfection. It's not going to be perfect from the way it looks. It may very well, it may in fact outshine anything you could imagine. And that is the nature of evolution. As you give your intention through your imagination to the universe of your thoughts and it begins to deliver to you, that it you have been wanting to have. What happens is something very simple. You get more than what you bargained for. You get something much better because evolution has occurred in between your imagining and its manifestation. So this is all, everything, really, that we ever talk about in a nutshell. And we're not saying that because we're saying, well, it's just that simple, although it is that simple. What we're saying is, start with imagination. Let this be truly a day of wealth and well-being. Imagine yourself immersed in it, feeling what it feels like, the satisfaction of that, the joy of that, the delight of that, the wonder of that, the awe of it, and let that come to you. Let it arise. Let your graceful capacity for allowing open the way and just follow what feels better to you. And that will lead you right into each and every one of these things that you are imagining. Not in a straight line, not logically at all, but very much with a deep sense of your own intuition, knowing this is the next thing, and this is the next thing, and this is the next thing, and each step along the way brings you more and more of what you're wanting. It's that simple.